Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 23. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, for you've given me wisdom and strength. You told me what we asked of you and revealed to us what the king demanded. Daniel had been given an impossible job. Not only did he have to tell King Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation of his dream, but he had to inform the king what he'd dreamed about in the first place. What made the matter even worse was that the king's wise men were threatened with death if they failed. However, Daniel knew that he was in touch with the source of all wisdom, God himself, and so he prayed. You wouldn't blame Daniel if he'd prayed a desperate prayer, screaming at God to do the impossible in order to save him from certain death. But he didn't. His prayer was one of worship and adoration. He acknowledged that God was the source of all wisdom and power, and that ultimately everything that happened in the world was in the Lord's hands. He was confident that God would do what looked impossible and reveal both the content and interpretation of the king's dream. I can't think of anything that I've been asked to do that matches Daniel's challenge, and you might well feel the same. However, we all face challenges that are beyond us. We meet people whose lives are in turmoil. We hear of broken relationships that seem insoluble. We hear about the problems of ill health, discrimination, poverty, substance abuse, violence, and much else besides. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed and even depressed by the enormous scale of these problems, but we'd do well to take a leaf out of Daniel's book. We need to pray. Before anything else, we need to praise God. We need to acknowledge that he is the king of the world and that he alone is the source of love, peace, wisdom, and truth. He is worthy of all of our devotion, and as we place ourselves in his hands, he will equip us to respond to the challenges around us. So let me ask you a question. As you face the specific challenges of today, how are you going to pray? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, you are the source of all wisdom and strength. We make ourselves available to you and invite you to fill us today with your Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.